I feel happy and proud, and I make clapsticks and boomerangs.
That's LeBron. He's a Year 2 student from Sunset State School, talking about how coming onto country actually makes him feel. LeBron is one of four boys currently participating in the Smarter Stronger program, where Indigenous kids are taught traditional bush lessons in a move to strengthen their cultural identity. Teacher Tina Butcher said the program is about re-engaging kids that have shown signs of poor behaviour.
We're running a Stronger, Smarter program, and it's about having high expectations for children and also teaching them culture so they're stronger in their culture and smarter in their choices. And we're very, very lucky because the two elders and I have both been trained in this course, so it's a very collaborative approach.
What does the course say about being smarter in your culture and therefore stronger in your choice?
Identity is such a big thing for Aboriginal students in Australia. Some research shows that they may even be clinging to the negative stereotypes of the wider dominant culture so that they underperform in school and they don't strive to do their best. So we try to make them stronger in their culture so that they build resilience and a sense of self-worth that's transferred into the classroom. We come onto country every 3 weeks of the program, and children actually get to see living history. They get to see the food, they get to cook on the fire, they get to be kids in their native setting.
One of the elders who helps to run the lessons about bush tucker and bush medicine is Joan Marshall.
Well, some of the kids' grandparents have been here and they've paved the way for these children to be here today, like their grandparents. And living on the land, they never lived in a house and things like that. They lived on the land and their skills were just bush skills. And some of the children don't know that. And to bring back a foundation for these kids, we bring them out bush so they know what their grandparents done, how they lived, and what it's like to live like they did without the essentials that they have in the schools and at home.
And why is that an important thing for them to know, for them to do well at school and to kind of, you know, succeed in their lives, I guess?
Well, I suppose it's good to be proud that you're an Aboriginal and to show everybody else you can do what anybody else can do once you've got a foundation. And some of the children don't have that foundation, so without helping them and trying to build that, that's a good start.
Do you think there's a gap between the cultural knowledge that you have and what the kids know? Are they lacking in some of that understanding?
Big time, because it's all about technology now. In my days, it was about people and hands-on and doing, but it's all about technology. If you don't know your technology, you're lost, I guess, but if you do the more hands-on and back to earth, you're a bit of both. Alex took the boys walking to show them all the fruits and the foods and, like, the trees that we're standing under now is our salt, so not everybody realised that we use this thing you see today where we put our meat on it, give it the flavour. So we have our herbs from the trees, we have our bush medicines, we have what you've got in the shop, we have growing in the bush, but it don't come to us, we've got to walk to that, you know?
A lot of the kids were eager to find out some more bush skills, and another elder, Alec Marshall, was there to teach the kids about how Aboriginal people used to use spinifex grass, that long spiky grass that's everywhere in central Australia.
On top of the spinifex, you might see it, there's a seed that grows. The seed is a clean wax, but it's used for like the stuff, you know, sinus and stuff. You know, when the wax, they just burn it. It just wanted to smell, to get that smoke off it.
So it can clear your sinuses.
But it's very strong, eh?
And that's kind of a bush medicine trick, I guess.
It's a bush medicine. It's the wax when they use it on the tool to put the head in the spears, but the old bush mechanic use it for, if they bust their fuel tank, they just get it and melt it and stick it in the hole. There you go. When it's set pretty quick.
So it has a couple of uses.
Yeah.
So how are these bush lessons related to educational outcomes? And do you think by learning more about their culture and more about the history and where they come from, they will be able to be stronger members of this society?
Well, they will. They won't be lost. At the moment, the children are lost. They don't have an identity. And once they've got an identity, who they are and where they belong, we'll find that we'll have different children.
And is it making a difference? Here's teacher Tina Butcher.
Well, last year we did a comparison of how many behavioural incidences were reported on one school with students, and during and after the Stronger Smarter program, there was a marked decrease in poor behavioural choices.
Why do you think that is? How did this program actually reduce some of those behavioural problems?
Because I don't think that children can make smart choices if they don't have a strong cultural identity, and I think this just enables them to be stronger and smarter.
And how do the kids like it? Well, this is what they said.
I learn more about my culture, and so we back to the elders, and I wanna be a Aborigine, and I'm so happy from coming out here today.